balances and transfer money, all from your phone. Download Arvest Go from your app store today or learn more at arvest.com/go. Member FDIC.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop The Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, The Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
We welcome you back into the Arvest Bank postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as the Mountain Homes boys fall to Greenbrier tonight by a final score of 47-35. The Panthers are able to pick up the season sweep over the Bombers tonight. Take a look at the final numbers. The game stats for tonight's game are brought to you by Strider Consulting for all your surveying and engineering needs. Contact Strider Consulting. Strider Consulting, engineering for the future. One player for in double figures for either team, and then Meyer with 14 points on the night, 7 for Talon Benton, 6 for Colton Peters, 3 points each for Luke Cruz and Luke Jackson, and 2 points on the night for Garrett Deechee. No one in double figures for Greenbrier. It was kind of a balanced scoring attack. Their leading scorer was Devin Clark with 9 points. 8 each for Kobe Dunlap and Juwan Clifton, 7 for Austin Tomey, 6 for Tanner Tilley, 5 for Grant Brown, and 4 points on the night for A.J. Matthews. We'll take one more break. We'll come back and put a wrap on the Arvest Bank postgame show in just a moment. Again, our final score tonight, Mountain Home Falls Greenbrier 47-35. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
From the music you download to your dog's photo on the lock screen, your phone is personalized just for you. Arvest Bank thinks your mobile banking should be too. With our new Arvest Go app, you can sign in with fast fingerprint login, choose your own profile pic, see your favorite accounts in an instant with our quick view feature, and of course, you can always deposit checks, view balances, and transfer money, all from your phone. Download Arvest Go from your app store today or learn more at arvest.com/go. Member FDIC.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Bomber fans, when you need quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, plaques, and more, contact the experts at ABC Printing and Imogen Things for slam dunk service. They'll even deliver your order to you. For over 45 years, the Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things have been supporting the Bombers. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610.
And we welcome you back into the Arvest Bank postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as, again, Mountain Home falls to Greenbrier in this boys' game at 47-35. And with the loss, Mountain Home is going to drop to 11-14 on the season, 6-5 in the 6A, 5A2. Morrilton is going to improve to 19-8 overall. They are now 9-2 in a district play. So, again, Mountain Home falls by a dozen in this boys' game. The Lady Bombers, though, defeat to Greenbrier tonight, 46-33. to snap their three-game winning streak. And that's going to wrap up the RVS Bank postgame show and also tonight's broadcast. Our next games will come to you in 2 nights. The Bombers and Lady Bombers will be at home for their regular season finale. It will be senior night as the Mountain Home teams will be hosting the Lions from Searcy. We'd love to see you out there, but if you can't make it, we will have that broadcast for you here on Classic Hits 101.7, so we hope you'll join us for that. So that's going to wrap it up. I want to thank my producer, Brad Hallworth, back at the studio, and I also want to thank you all for listening to us on the air and online at ktlo.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp saying good night from Greenbrier.
By the time that we got up there, his room was filled with smoke.
The wind had blown and drifted the snow up against the side of my house, blocking the exhaust from my furnace.
I heard the smoke alarm going off in my friend's apartment.
Without the Kidde smoke alarm, my son would not be here today.
Had it not been for that carbon monoxide detector, they would come to school and not have their teacher there.
I grabbed my fire.